Robin Geske is our producer. She's in the studio now to talk with us about it. But before we do that, though, just tell everybody about this is one of those amazing little facts, a little factoid that you can take to work with you this morning and just come out of left field with it.
Like I just did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, Random you actually facts. Had a lead into
Random
it, but go
facts
ahead.
With Robin Geske.
Which one did you want?
The last one.
Oh, okay. Well, Edwin Booth actually saved the life of Abraham Lincoln's son a few years before the assassination.
Edwin Booth, the man who killed Abraham Lincoln?
The brother of the man.
The
who
brother,
killed,
I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes, who killed Abraham Lincoln.
Right.
They were standing on a train platform and... Lincoln's son actually fell off the edge, and so Edwin Booth reached down and grabbed him just in time and pulled him up.
Edwin Booth was also a well-known actor, right?
He was.
He was actually probably a better actor than it, or at least better known than John Wilkes Booth.
That's what they say, yeah.
Amazing, amazing stuff. So this is, Robin is, she is a receptacle of all sorts of arcane information.
Stuff you never needed to know.
And then, but it's interesting stuff. And then this came up this morning, and it just stunned us.
Yes, TripAdvisor.com has released, or is going to release, its annual list of the top destinations nationwide for 2018. And the number two spot just happens to be where Robin grew up.
Yes.
And we're all shocked by this.
Number one is Kapaa, Hawaii.
Well, I can understand that.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
Who doesn't want to go to Hawaii?
But Waco?
Waco, Texas, number
really?
Two.
Really?
I was probably more shocked than y'all. Yes.
Nothing against Waco. Waco's a nice town. I've had some nice days spent in Waco. Mm-hmm.
Is that because Joanna and Chip Gaines?
Probably. I mean, they did give a few of the reasons why they ranked it so high. They said the attractions such as the Dr. Pepper Museum, because that's just, you know, people are flocking to that.
Wait a second, but this is a national list.
It is. Dr. Pepper Museum, the Waco Mammoth spot, that is actually very cool.
The what?
The Mammoth location. There's actually a huge fossil reserve.
Oh, yeah.
I did not even know that.
It's really cool.
Okay.
And the Brazos River, the Texas Ranger Hall of Fame. They named all of these things as attractions, but it's a nationwide.
Baylor.
Oh, yes. Sikkim.
They ought to mention Richie's Western Wear.
I love Richie's Western
so
Wear.
So do
oh,
I.
My gosh.
I've got clothes that I bought there.
Oh, I'm so shocked somebody actually knows what Richie's Western Wear
is. So maybe Waco isn't so bad after all.
It may not be, yeah. But then the last thing that they list on the list is, you know, prominence of the HGTV stars Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people go to their...
The Magnolia Silos.
Right.
Yes. Otherwise known as like the bane of every downtown merchant's
so
existence.
You've got, what you've got a little bit of a problem with the Gaineses.
I do. Only because, you know, I grew up there and any time I want to go home, I can't. I mean, I wanted to go to my high school reunion and the hotel room was $490.
Why?
I'm going to a different hotel room.
No. There's only, trust me. In Waco, there are two hotels you can select from that are actually decent. Both of those were at least $400.
Well, then why would this be a number two destination?
No clue. I mean, absolutely no clue.
But this is like a People's Choice Award.
It is. It's the Traveler's Choice Award for the best destinations. But even looking at the rest of the list, I'm still confused as to
There's
why.
There's no big
Waco's
cities on it. No
but,
big cities on it.
But they're beautiful cities. They actually have attractions. I mean, I'm not saying anything about, you know, the Brazos River
right.
and the Suspension Bridge and things like that. But I would not come from out
That's
of town.
Because you
to
grew
go.
Up there.
No, I mean, I've. True, but I still don't think that anybody's beating a path
it's
to the
like
Dr. Pepper
It's like me in Boston.
Museum.
I mean, I
yes, like, but that's Boston.
Yeah, but I like Boston, but well, it's not like I need to go there.
Well, because you grew up with
Because I grew
it.
Up there, exactly.
Shockingly, Waxahachie is not on the list.
Can't imagine why.
Or
know.
Temple. But Omaha, Nebraska is number nine.
That confused me. I mean, we were just talking about this during the break. Wilmington, North Carolina is number three. That is beautiful. I mean, it's a beautiful city.
I've heard that.
Bend, Oregon is also very pretty.
I've been to Bend, yes.
Boulder?
Boulder.
Yeah,
I've been
to Boulder.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Paso Robles in California. I've been there, too, many times. And it's kind of the southern part of the central coast. It's not really right on the ocean, but it's near.
I'm sure it's still got the
coastal adjacent. And they have wineries and stuff, but it's not a big deal city. I mean, I can think of other towns that are much closer to the ocean and very close to Paso Robles.
But I'm sure
consider.
The view is better than the Alico building and the Waco Suspension Bridge. I mean, it has to rank higher than that, you know.
I mean, Newport Beach would rank higher, but that's just me.
Yeah.
It's not a place that I would think of as a destination.
Richmond, Virginia, number seven.
Which is also very pretty.
Greenville, South Carolina, which I'm sure is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight. And Lexington, Kentucky. Number 10.
Yeah, it's Waco, Texas, number two. I mean, and they said that, you know, they also touted the fact that this sometime this year, their new restaurant is going to be opening, Chip and Joanna's new restaurant, Magnolia Table.
That's in the old...
The Elite.
The Elite. I used to go there all the time.
I have a problem with that.
When I took my daughter to summer camp.
I love the Elite Cafe. I love the Elvis booth, everything about it. And I have a little bit of a problem with them buying it and turning it
I like
into
their
that.
Chicken salad they
stop.
Used to
Would
have.
Would you leave? They're nice people.
They are
the
nice
Gaines
people.
Are
very nice.
You know Joanna
yes,
personally.
I know that they're nice people. I just think... You just
don't like the commercialization.
Correct. I mean,
That's
it was a
all.
Great place to grow up. I mean, I was a breast
Heaven
spell.
Forbid people should start flocking to Waco. Oh, wait, they already have.
I mean, like I was saying to earlier today, in the seventh grade in Texas, you have, you know, Texas history. You know, you have U.S. history for 1 year. If you're from Waco in fifth grade, yeah. you have Waco history.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's
so.
A good thing. All right. Congratulations to you and Waco and the Gaineses and the hotel.